Trump Roms in Idaho Caucus, This Is Your Country, and It's Also Trump Country. By Bradley J. on March 2, 2024. Donald Trump dominated the Idaho Republican caucuses Saturday, securing all 32 available delegates in his march to the nomination. The Associated Press called the race for Trump at 5 p.m. MST. Today you're going to send a big signal to the entire world that this is your country, and it's also Trump country, Trump said earlier Saturday in a video message posted to Truth Social. In addition to Idaho, Trump secured victories Saturday in caucuses in Missouri and Michigan. After spending the day in North Carolina, Trump gave a victory speech Saturday evening in the battleground state of Virginia, which will join 14 other Super Tuesday states in awarding delegates next week. Nikki Haley, the lone opponent soldiering on despite Trump's inevitable victory, is still looking for some semblance of a win against Trump, the man she served as United Nations ambassador. Yet most Super Tuesday states are winner-take-all, meaning Trump's delegate total is likely to be insurmountable by that evening. Trump played many of his greatest hits Saturday night, promising to extend his 2017 tax cuts and drill, baby, drill, as well as calling his phone call with Ukraine President Volodymyr Zelensky, for which the House impeached him, a perfect phone call. He talked tough on China as well, promising reciprocal tariffs if necessary, saying if you screw us, we screw you. Trump promised to great cheers to get tough on crime, calling to indemnify law enforcement officers to protect them from the radical left for taking strong action. Polling shows rising crime to be one of Americans' top concerns and one of Joe Biden's greatest weaknesses. Before Super Tuesday, the District of Columbia holds its Republican primary Sunday, and North Dakota holds its caucus Monday. Trump asked voters there and in the Super Tuesday states to send a strong message. No matter how hateful and corrupt the communists and the criminals are in our country, and they're fighting against me all the time, you must never forget. This nation does not belong to them, he said. This nation belongs to you. Bradley J. is a Capitol Hill correspondent for Breitbart News. Follow him on X/Twitter @BradleyJ.